It's Tuesday!
Hello and welcome to Tamala and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday podcast, where we talk to you about treats, business, and life. We are so happy to have you back with us here for another week on our 5T podcast. We hope you enjoy this episode. Tamala has a lovely demo for us. Can't wait for you to check it out. Taylor, owner of Taylor's Kitchen, located right here in Albion, Michigan. We make custom sweet treats for your special occasions. I can be found on all social media platforms at Sweet Spirit Treats. And now over to Tamala.
Hey Taylor, for that wonderful introduction to 5T. I am Tamala, owner of Torlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. Torlitas is a dessert company located right here in the great state of Ohio, where we specialize in salty, sweet treats. If you want to know more about me and my business, you can go to at Torlitas. That's T as in Tuesday, O-R-L-I-T-A-S.
All right, and we have a lovely demo from Tamala this week. So what you got for us, Tamala?
I have something called cake push-up pops.
Mm-hmm. I love treats that you can just walk around and eat. You don't have to have like a big container to take it out with you. It's just right compact right there for you to grab it.
I totally agree, and that's why I made these. They're perfect for outdoors. They're perfect for showers. They're wonderful for great gatherings. If I can talk today. Great gatherings. They're just a quick, sweet treat that you can have and you can fill with anything. So I think let's get started and show them what I got. Okay?
All right.
Okay, here are my cake push-up pops. You will need mini pound cakes. Yes, these are the Intamin's brand pound cakes. Yes, I baked them right out of my kitchen, out of the package. And I'm putting them on a nice, wonderful cookie sheet that's lined with parchment paper. And it's just a good way to just arrange them so you can get in line of what's next, okay? So as we see here, I'm adding the jam. I just put it really in a piping bag and just snipped it in because that was just easier to do, okay? And here is, I am spreading out the jam. I didn't want to use it with a spoon and all that kind of stuff. It was just easier and quick and less mess, you know, that way. Here I did take an offset spatula and kind of smear it around the center part of the cakes, simply because you'll see in a second why I did that. And here I stacked three tall, okay, three tall up. And here are the cake pops, push-up pops. And these have a heart on it, which I thought was so lovely for the occasion. And I bought these on eBay, and I can't remember who it was. I got them off eBay, but definitely if I remember, if I can find it, I'll put the link there. And here I am just going down the center of the mini cake. I have to stand it up again. And going down the center of it, and I have to kind of pause it here because I had to do it with a two-hand method. So it went down through the center of the cakes. And as you see, I'll take it out here in a minute so you can see it. And it's kind of has the layers with the jam in the center of it. I wanted the bottom to have jam as well. That's why I kind of turned one of them over on its back. And then added the layers. And here I'm adding the icing, and it's one of those lovely icings. Again, it's a lemon yellow color. I thought it was a nice contrast. And what can you have without sprinkles? I mean, sprinkles just make it, right? Sprinkles make life. And I added the sprinkles to the bag and not the cake pop. Why? Because it was an older audience that wanted these cake pops. And I know that older people really don't care for sprinkles or a lot of that kind of stuff. They didn't really grow up with it, so they're really not used to it. So I just put them in the bag, and here is the result. I put a few of them in the bag and tied it with a wonderful black tuxedo ribbon. And let me tell you, it went over like gangbusters. So that was the end of my display or my demo. I think anybody can do it at home.
And
so, what'd you think, Taylor? Think you can do something like that?
I think I can. I think you did a really good
job. I'm sure you can.
I never seen those little pound cakes before. Where did you say you got them from?
You can get them from Kroger. Yeah, I can get them from, I think I got mine from Meijer. And there are mini Entenmann's pound cakes. I think they have a loaf. And they also have the minis. The minis I got because it's easier if you want to make a bunch of them or you wanted to make a few of your cake pops. It was just an easier solution for me.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're a baker like Taylor, bake ahead your pound cake. I'm pretty sure she got a recipe out there.
I actually made a pound cake this weekend and sold it at the farmer's market, and it was pretty good.
Wonderful. How was the farmer's market?
It was nice. I think I like going on the second Saturday because it's like it's like art Saturday, so people come for like more than just one thing, so I think it's like more traffic that day, but I still had like a really, really great time. I forgot my tent at home, and some of the ladies from the farmer's market let me use a tent, and then they helped me, like, set it up and move it, and so I just was, like, really blessed by the situation, so I had a good time at the farmer's market.
Wonderful. So what did you have available at the farmer's market?
I had pound cake. I had cake jars, the chocolate with the raspberry filling, a vegan chocolate chip cookies, and the cake jars were gluten-free too.
Oh, nice.
And what else did I have? I think that might have been it. I might have had one other thing, but I can't really remember. Anyway, I took videos of it, so.
Oh, lovely. Are they taken to, are people really enjoying the vegan options as far as desserts?
Yeah, I think so. I think people are starting to know that I have it now, and so they kind of like look forward to it. And other people didn't know that stuff was vegan, but they still like buy it. Because I don't just put like a sign that says I have vegan treats or anything. So they just either like heard it from other people or they just tasted it themselves, and so they still buy it. So
very nice. And I'm pretty sure it was good because I know I've had your items and they are delish. So
the cookies always sell fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because a couple people, they were like, I bet you don't have anything gluten-free, do you? And I was like, yeah, these two are. And they were like, what? Let me buy some. Everybody always says, I have this one person who can't have this or that. So I'm feeling like that's a good thing. I also had to make a gluten-free birthday cake this weekend too. So I think it's...
You know, vegan is really very popular, and especially is getting more popular in the African American community. Mm-hmm. So having those options that are available to us, you know, for those that are really just needing that type of option or has the need for that type of option, I think is really great that you're offering it, especially at the pop-up shops and at the farmers market. So, you know, normally... with my product, you know, I steer away from the farmers markets because of my heat sensitive product, but I might, you know, try and do something that is less heat sensitive and see, you know, what I can come up with. So maybe next year I'll try the option of going, doing a farmers market. So we'll see. I used to do them all the time, all the craft shows and things like that. I have to get back into it.
It's definitely people who come and they have like a mini refrigerator, not like a big, huge one, but a lady sold chocolate last month, and she had just some samples out that people can try, and she had a little refrigerator that sat on top of the table. And so you can definitely do something like that. And then it's people that sell meat.
Yeah. There,
and they like have freezers that they roll off of the back of their truck and just park it. And then people come and buy it. So as long as it's a space where electricity is definitely an opportunity for you to be, you know, like innovative and sell your products still. Because I'm like, some stuff, I was like, this is going to melt. And they worked it out. So definitely do that.
Oh, awesome sauce. And let's not forget that we do have a pop-up shop cheat list or checklist that people can definitely download. Send us your email and we'll send over you a copy of that checklist.
Yeah. All right. We did a, I think it was last summer that we did it, the emergency pop-up shop checklist. Yep. We had a video about it and you can go on there and check it out. Just basic things that you need. Obviously, I still forget stuff, things that are big that I could have been like baking in the sun all day. But you know, God made a way, made a way.
Always, always.
Forgot the whole tent. It was hot Saturday too, but it worked out. It all worked out. It all worked out.
All right, so what else do we have going on this month, Taylor? We have the, what we're talking about this month, our theme is getting ready for the end of the year sales, right?
Yes, yes, it is fastly approaching. We may have a guest this month, hopefully that works out. And we can't wait to see, for you guys to see who it is. We can't wait to share information with you. And we will be having another webinar this month. Our last one is up and we will add the link below in the comment section. And we can't wait for you to just, you know, come hang out with us. If you need any more information or want to check out some other playlists that we have one strictly about business, about demos, and just, you know, as we talk about on 5T, treats, business, and life. So make sure you guys subscribe to our channel. If you made it this far, make sure you tell Tamala how lovely her demo was for this week. And hopefully we will see you soon.
Absolutely.
Have a blessed week, guys.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.